gonna be nervous today because we're hitting Psalm 19, which means this is a long, long chapter. But don't fret, I'm dividing it up into three sections and picking a few verses here and there that we're gonna focus on. My name is Lena. We are studying the book of Psalms in a series of called Summer of Hope. This is better known as Morning Minutes. And we are in episode 30. Welcome back. And we are today in Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. I've titled this episode, Power to Overcome. My ministry is called Living with Power, so you know I'm all about this. What is the source of our power? Here we go. By the way, I'll give you some facts about this psalm after I read verses 1 through 16. The writer writes, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Just a few things about this psalm, starting with this big idea. We're looking for power to overcome, three application principles. Number one, God's word is power. I need to overcome the sin in my life. You want power to overcome sin? This is half our battles in this life are not external, they're internal. They're sin related. You lose your temper when you shouldn't. You're impatient when you should be patient. You gossip, you fret, you're angry, you lust, and you want things that are not meant to be yours, and you get angry and on and on. We all know our sin. You don't need me to make a list. But this psalm starts with that, and the whole theme. In fact, let me tell you a bit about this psalm. This is the longest psalm. It has in it 176 verses. It is actually divided into 22 sections of 8 verses each, and it's called an acrostic because each section starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet in succession. So the first 8 verses are Aleph, and then 9 through 16 is Beth, and on until you get through the entire alphabet. Psalm 119's goal is to extol the Lord in relation to his word and to point out God's word as a guide to life. It is a celebration of God's gift, the scriptures. It uses 10 synonyms for God's word. God's word is central. And why is that? Because God's word is power. I need to overcome the sin in my life. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. You hide his word in your heart and you start memorizing scripture regularly. You start ingesting, meditating, just chewing on God's word. That picture of meditating on God's word I grew up in, the pastors would teach us. It's like a cow that would chew on crud and chew on it and swallow it and then regurgitate it, chew it again. That's how a cow does. I'm from Wisconsin, I should know. But that's the idea, is that you're constantly thinking about God's word. And if you could live there and be living in the word of God, I promise you the battle against sin in your life would be so easy. You would find that you're defeating sin, not because of your power, but God's word in you will give you that power you need. Number two, God's word is power. I need to find joy throughout this day. God's word isn't just power to overcome sin. That's great. That's a tool. But more than that, it is what gives us joy. And you hear this, the writer of Psalm 119 talking about the joy. He's like, with my lips I declare the rules of your mouth. He meditates, delight in your statutes and not forget your word. And there is great delight in God's word. We talked about God's word. By the way, Psalm 119 was a focus on God's word. You can go back and spend some time there. In fact, there are three psalms that focus on the word of God itself. Psalm 1 started off with that. Psalm 1 talked about how the man who's rooted in God's word will bear fruit in all seasons. Then Psalm 19 and now Psalm 119. Each of these psalms is followed by a unit of psalms. I mean, in general, where they lie in the scriptures. You've got Psalm 1 followed by a unit of psalms, Psalms 19 followed by a unit of psalms, and then 119 is followed by a unit of psalms that focuses on the coming of Messiah, reminding us that as we search scriptures, we will find the Messiah. Isn't that awesome? I saw that in a commentary, by the way, by Michael Reitelneck, who I'm going to Israel with in October. And man, he has some great insight in his, let me look here, in the Moody commentary. If you want a kind of a nice, solid Bible commentary, that I highly recommend that. So God's word is power. I need to overcome sin in my life. It is power. I need to find joy throughout this day. And God's word is power I need when I choose to obey it. Truth is, no one has a gun to your head saying, man, obey God's word or else. But sometimes I wish there was, because left to my own vices, I fall apart. But the Holy Spirit, man, if you just take time to listen to the Holy Spirit, He's constantly reminding us, man, don't do this. Follow the word. Do what God wants. Rejoice in the things of God. So the psalm opens with the blessings promised to the one who seeks God's word and walks in it. You see that? Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. There's blessing when you align, when you submit yourself to the word of God and do what it says. Don't try to make it fit into what you want it to say. Submit to it. Allow it to change you. The time to gain strength against the battle, by the way, is before the battle, by establishing a pattern of walking with God. I think about all the sin that God has protected me from in my life simply by helping me establish a pattern of being in the word. By the way, even doing these morning minutes, I've gone a month before I started working on this new series. And by the time I came to the series, I thought, man, I missed just being in the word of God and taking it. And now, even as I read you the Psalms, every time I sit and I read chunks of scripture, my heart fills with joy. Listen, if you want power to overcome in your life, spend time in the word, won't you? Don't limit it to 5, 6, 7 minutes. Double it, triple it. Do what you need to do. Be with the Lord. The point isn't to impress Him with the scriptures, but to submit your life to the word and allow the Spirit of God to change you and to draw you near to the living word of Jesus Christ. Hey, isn't it awesome to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? If you agree, give me a high five, knuckles, whatever you want to do, and have a great day. I'll see you again tomorrow.